On page Kuf Pei Dalad of the Sefer Torah Saroa, which is helping us to have a better understanding of Rav Kook's whole Mahalach of Torah Saroa itself. And we just saw how Tzadik HaKohen, so Tzadik HaKohen is just explaining that if a person throws himself completely into the Nase of Yiddishkeit, to the we will do, which means puts his entire being into the learning, into the davening, into the mitzvahs and masim tov mitzvahs and tikkun amidus and so on. So then there's a nishma that begins to materialize within him, the nishma of hearing something which is beyond the limitations of his own koyches, which is beyond himself. It might not be obvious to other people. It might not be obvious bechlal to the person himself. But this, Rav Tzadik explains, is a madrega of Ruach HaKodesh. It's a madrega of Ruach HaKodesh. And this is how he explains, Chazal say in Tana Dev Elio, Kevet Shekara Odom Torah Nevi'im Ksuv M'shana Halachas, Shana Mishnah, Shana Medrash, Shana Hagodesh, Shana Talmud, Shana Pilpul, Miad, Ruach HaKodesh, Shair Olav. Shanemar, Ruach HaShem Diver Bi, U'miloso Alishoni. That the word of Hashem, Miloso, Hashem's words, Hashem's word, is Alishoni, is on my tongue. Became Hashem's words are on the person's tongue. U'miloso Alishoni. They're no longer his own words. Even though, of course, it's not recognizable that there was a message that was brought to him from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's no shlichus over here. There's no mission. There's no mission to that he was sent on by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the mitzias is a mitzias of umiloso alishoni. That somehow the individual's words become fused together with the words of Hashem, which are not actual words that are noticeable that come from Hashem. Umiloso alishoni. So he explains, the author here explains, al loshon sheli, on my tongue, al pi, my mouth, ani medaber dvar Hashem, the person begins to speak the dvar Hashem. Remember, we're talking about David HaMelech, where Chazal tell us that the reason that although he might not have, might, it could be David HaMelech wasn't as sharp as some of the Gedolim of his generation, but because of the tzidkus of David HaMelech and because of who he was, because Hashem Imo, Hashem was with him, he was able to reach the correct halakhic conclusions, whereas his colleagues were not able to reach such conclusions. They were not able to come to the clear hisgalus of Ratzon Hashem. How did David HaMelech come to such a thing? Even though intellectually he wasn't as sharp as Doeg and Achitofel, because Hashem Imay, Yodea Nagein, and so on, Hashem Imay. Ani medaber dvar Hashem, ketotzor mizeh shelamarti harbei Torah. That's what the Tana Viliyo was saying. The Rebbe Tzaddik brings. When a person learns a lot, again Nase, and he does his best in Torah mitzvahs, then he's zeichet to madrega of nishma. That kivyochel Hashem communes with the intellect of this person, and that he finds himself saying things that are beyond what he would be able to on his own. Mizul Oshna Tana Develio Ashrei Adam Shesom Atzma Kishar La'ol V'Kachamor L'Masui. Fortune is the person who, when it comes to learning Torah, he makes himself like an ox carrying the burden, and like a donkey that's carrying, that's schlepping the packages. And he sits and he learns Torah constantly. Chazal say, Miyad Ruach HaKodesh Sharelav. Ruach HaKodesh comes upon him. The Torah of Besoch Meyav. And the Torah of Hashem is Besoch Meyav. Meyav means it's in his kishkes, in his intestines. So he asks, Mazet Torosa Besoch Meyav. What is this Torah of the kishkes? We haven't seen yet a sefer called Torah Meyav, or Torah Meyai. What is the Torah of the intestines? We understand this Torah of the seichel. What's Torah Meyav? What does that mean in the Meyayim? Zeu bitu ha'oimesh ha'Torah tia mibifnim li. It's an expression that means that the Torah is mibifnim li. Something comes from within me. B'derech klal, ketzin ha'Torah ha'sichlis b'la'odam. Usually, how does one understand with the intellect? How does one comprehend Torah? Mibachutz. From outside. What does that mean? Yesh yeida mechutz ali. The person wants to learn this sefer, or this mesechta, or this navi, whatever it is. And that sefer is mechutz alai. It's outside of him. He looks at the shelf, and he sees that gemara, he sees that sefer, and he wants whatever is mechutz, whatever is on the outside, to become on the inside. So he has to find a way to take what's outside and to bring it inside. The only way to do that is to open up the sefer. A lot of us would like to have a shortcut and just like to lean against the Gemara, which a lot of time is spent doing that, like this. So to be able to get the Gemara by leaning on it or some other way, electronically, but that's not how it works. It's michutz, it's outside, and you want to bring it inside. And the way to do it is b'seichel. You try to understand. You look in the sefer, and you try your best to understand. And once you understand something, then whatever was outside is now inside. That's the usual mahalach. Yeis day mechutz, saliv ani machnes oisel seich roishi. It's outside, and I bring it into my head. You go to a shir. This guy knows something. I'd like to hear what he has to say. And you sit down at the shiur and you listen. What was outside now becomes inside. Once you bring it in, now once this is in you, once this is absorbed in you, then it becomes part of you, and you're able to be mechadish more chidush etayr. But the Torah that you received begins to have children. Mikorach machidash desachidush etorah ha'elu. Mikorach ruach ha'kodesh. Even for a simple person who's trying hard to understand Torah, the ability that Torah has, once it enters into the person, once he opens his seichel up to that Torah to receive it from the outside, the ability that a person has to take that Torah, and for that Torah that he learned, to be able to propagate, to be able to have more and more. In order for the person to be able to be mechadish chidushei Torah, there's something that takes place once that Torah is within him, that it begins to grow and develop and create other chidushei Torah. Mikoach ma chidash es achidushei Torah ha'ilu, mikoach ruach ha'kodesh. Rav Tzadik explains, mamshech Rav Tzadik v'oimer. Vu haderech hazu shodem oisik b'torah chutetzor mikach shor le ruach ha'kodesh, darga de David rabban shal ba'le ruach ha'kodesh. The ability that a person has to be mechadish chidushei Torah, that he receives a piece of Torah, and that somehow, in some sort of a miraculous way, that exceeds the kaychus of that person's intellect to mechadish chidush Torah. This tzaddik says is called the madrega of David HaMelech, because David HaMelech is the Rebbe of all Bali Ruach HaKadosh. David HaMelech is the Rebbe of all Bali Ruach HaKadosh. That's a tzaddik. Minayin she David HaMelech hu Rabban shel Bali Ruach HaKadosh. From where does a tzaddik know this? From his Ruach HaKadosh. That David HaMelech is the Rebbe of all Bali Ruach HaKadosh. Mi David HaMelech nishar lanu b'ikar yitziros of Tehillim. The main thing that we have from David HaMelech is, of course, Sefer Tehillim. The Sefer Tehillim nimtza b'ksuvim. Not only is Sefer Tehillim found in the part of Tanakh that's called Ksuvim, but it's the crowning glory of all Ksuvim is Tehillim, is David HaMelech. And Ksuvim is a Ruach HaKadosh. Again, we're not going into the difference here between Nevuah and Ruach HaKadosh. There's a very important Radak, that's the Radak in his introduction to Navi. So the other Radak has a whole Arichas in his introduction to Tehillim. Ksuvim is Ruach HaKadosh. Kach gam b'no shlomo kosev es mishlei. And mishlei also. Kehelis, v'sheashir. Iker in yonim shal David shlomo hayu ruach ha-kaydash lo nevuah. The Iker, the mohus of David HaMelech, was ruach ha-kaydash. Whether he's a Navi or not a Navi, and he's in the shalshalas of Navim, that's an interesting discussion, it's not for now. But it's clear that he is the Rebbe of all Bali Ruach HaKadosh. What was the Nekudah HaMiyuchedes of David HaMelech? So it says in Navi, Shahashem Imo, Vahashem Imo, that Hashem was with him. Not that Hashem spoke to him, but Hashem was with him. And Chazal tell us that the practical manifestation of that Vahashem Imo was Shahalacha Kamaisa B'chol Mokam. That the halacha is like David HaMelech. You pass like David HaMelech. Ze Iker Ruach HaKadosh of David HaMelech. Now see, here we have the Hashpa of Ruach HaKadosh of Ruach Hashem Diber Bi. That somehow the Ruach of Hashem spoke within David HaMelech. Ruach HaKadosh. And the result of that is halacha. The result of that is halacha, that we pass from like David HaMelech. Hashem imay, halacha kemoisa b'chal makam. Ze'ik ruach ha-kaydish al David HaMelech. Ik ha-kaycha ze'ayichaylis lahafaych is ruach ha-kaydish lahalacha. The greatest strength of David HaMelech is that he was able to somehow transform this ruach ha-kodesh into halacha. Lama, why? Mamshech Ab-Sadak continues. Ki hu ha-sherish de Torah Shabalpe. This is something Ab-Sadak speaks about a lot. He says that David HaMelech is the root, is the sherish of Torah Shabalpe. Because this is found in the Zohar Kodesh, in the Kisvei Ari. Tzaddik works on this a lot. That even though it's a person that we would not have expected to be the sherish of Torah Shabbat Peh, David HaMelech is the root of Torah Shabbat Peh. He's the sherish of Torah Shabbat Peh. Why is that? Because David HaMelech's midah is the midah of Malchus. He is the embodiment of Malchus in this world. David Melech Yisrael. David is Malchus. Midas HaMalchus is Peh. We know from the Tikkun Zoya, from Pasach Elio and other places, that the Midah of Malchus is Peh, is Teresh Shabal Peh, the mouth. Dalkein Zochel Malchus Yisrael. Therefore he was Zochel Malchus Yisrael, not just to be one of the kings, but to be the king. What's this inyan of David HaMelech and the mouth, Teresh Bal Peh? David HaMelech, so he explains, David HaMelech hu ha-sheirish shel Torah shebal peh. David HaMelech is the root of Torah shebal peh. Midas HaMalchus. He is the embodiment of that Mida, the final sphere. Midas HaMalchus. Now the union of Midas HaMalchus is that Mida of Malchus, the sphere of Malchus, is that point that is able to take something that was beyond this world and brings it into this world. That's the union of Midas HaMalchus. When a person has a thought, that thought is, and that thought could be, it still is very, very complicated. And even though in his mind he grasps it, but he's not able to convey this to someone else. He's not able to explain this to someone else. That trip, that journey from the mind to the mouth, is crossing over from the higher spheres, beginning from Chochma, Bina, Das, and so on, crossing over where there's a connection between the highest thought, even higher than the thought, is the will. Okay, that's Keser, Reisha, Delayis Yada, Madregas of Keser. But the connection between Chochma, we're not going to talk right now about the Keser, but the connection between Chochma and Malchus, the highest sphere, and Malchus. Malchus means that I'm able now to make my thoughts known to somebody else. The inyan of a melech, of a king, is that he takes responsibility for the hanhoge and the hadrocha of the nation. It's interesting how we find that a leader is called also in Tanakh, Chazal use it more often, but it's called dabar, from the word ladaber. Dabar, I guess in English you would say a spokesman. The one who speaks for is a leader, is a king, is a dabar, a manhig, dabar echad ladar. Dabar, the one who speaks. Because the inyan of the king is that he has a certain vision of what the malchus should be like, and his responsibility is to somehow convey that rotzen that he has, that machshava that he has, to the bnei hamalchus, so that his deepest will is able to materialize lemaisa. So malchus always means taking something from a state where it is unclear, or where it is unclear or unknown to others, and being able to process it and to bring it out lepoil, lemaisa. That's malchus. So David HaMelech is the sheresh of Torah Shebal Peh. The Zohar tells us that malchus is Torah Shebal Peh. Malchus is the mouth. The mouth is that part of the body that is the border between the mind and the rest of the world. If the person doesn't say anything, then we don't know what he's thinking. Not only that, but sometimes he doesn't know himself what he's thinking, unless he speaks about it. Whereas they say from Reb Chaim Brisker that if you can't explain this, it means you don't understand it. Very often, you get called on in class, and you'll say something like, I know what it is, I just can't explain it. So that's not really a satisfactory, you know, answer. If you know what it is, then you should be able to explain it. There are certain emotions that one can't speak about. But as far as understanding something, if you're able to explain it to others, that means that you understand it yourself. So the mouth is that part of us that conveys the hidden world of the seichel to the rest of the world. And once that happens with the king, that his will is known so then his will can be carried out and can be made into something which is practical, which is lemaisa. So David Malchus Hasherish al Teresh Baal Peh Midas Amalchus B'Sfiros Hakabolius Mekavnes B'Partsuf Mekuvanus B'Partsuf Keneged HaPeh. In the Midas of the ten spheres, the mouth is Malchus. The mouth is Malchus. Each of the ten spheres corresponds to a different part of the body. Of the lower spheres, the Chabad is, of course, the mind. And then the lower spheres, the right arm, the left arm, and so on, the torso, the left leg, the right leg. Malchus is Peh. Malchus is the mouth. Zemaod move on Lama. It's understood why. Benigud l'shar ha'evarim sh'rak machnisim. All the other parts of us take in. When the seichel receives. Again, there's something from the outside. The mind wants it. The mind wants to understand this sichlius. So the mind takes it in. Ha'peh gam moitzi achutza. But the inyan of the mouth is to be moitzi achutza. To express it outside. Hamalchus hi machnisa moitzi achutza. That's the inyan of Malchus. Hi oisa dover ba'olam. To accomplish something in this world. Because if all you do is walk around thinking about something, nothing happens. The person has to be moitzi bepeh. He has to express his thoughts, his interests, and so on. He bekoach hapeh. That's bekoach hapeh. See, the ikar of Moshe Rabbeinu is Torah Shebichsav. Of course, Moshe Rabbeinu went up and he heard and everything, but the inyan of Moshe Rabbeinu is the Shoresh HaTorah Shebichsav, and he couldn't speak. Moshe Rabbeinu had problems communicating. Only when Hashem is Baruch, the inyan of Eilah HaDvar Meshadibe Moshe, that Chazal tells that his lashon, his tongue was healed by Maimon HaSinai. In order to teach us. But Be'etzah, Moshe Rabbeinu was one who couldn't speak. It's like, Lo'ish Dvar Manoichi. Kvad Peh, Kvad Loshen. wasn't able to speak. The most expressive, poetic, articulate person that we have is David HaMelech. When we say Tehillim, know what that is, whatever, it'll stop. When we say Tehillim, each and every one of us, when you say Tehillim, if you know what you're saying, then the feeling is, boy, I wish I could have said that like that. I wish I could have. He really knows how to say things, David HaMelech, no? When you say Tehillim. That's what I was thinking. That's what I really was thinking. I just didn't know how to say that. And David HaMelech says, that's what I'm here for. I'm here to help you say what you're feeling. Not only that, but Domel's helps us to say what we're, that the feelings that are so deep that we don't even know that we're feeling them. He helps us to bring mamish, everything that's inside of us, to bring out. That's David HaMelech. No one ever can do that like David HaMelech. That I should be able to bring out from inside of me, to be able to say, not just what I want, but what I want to be. That's only David HaMelech. Nobody's like that. Because David HaMelech is the midah of Malchus. And Malchus is Peh. It's Teresh Baal Peh. So when you read Chumash, you learn Chumash carefully, the thought usually is, I wouldn't have said it that way. When you're learning Chumash, it's just the opposite. And that's why, like, you're trying to understand, like, why did it say that? I wouldn't say that. Bereshis Bar Elokim? No, I would say Barishona, or Betchila. So we have to try to figure out, why did Moshe Rabbeinu say in such a way? Why did it come out in such a way? Of course, that's the right way. But that's not, intuitively, that's not what we'd have said. It's coming from a different place. It's coming from Moshe Rabbeinu, through Moshe Rabbeinu. It's a different Indian. It's Teresh B'Chassah. But whenever you say Tilim, whenever you say Tilim, you're saying, that's what I wanted to say. Right? It's a natural feeling. That's the way to say it. That's beautiful. Tzoma nafshi l'lokim l'kelcha. Wow. But when you start, you say, Vayichi Yaakov Eretz Yisrael. Vayichi Yaakov Eretz Yisrael. That's where he lived. I wouldn't have said that. I would have said Vayichi Yaakov Eretz Kanaan. Not in Eretz Yisrael. That's a place where a Jew lives in Mitzrayim. Vayichi Yaakov Eretz. Everything with Teresh B'Chassah is with this feeling of, I wouldn't have said that. I don't understand that. I don't understand that. Why does the Torah say that? But when it comes to David Malach, who's the Rebbe of all Bali Ruach HaKadosh, who's the Mida of Malchus, who's the Inyan of the Torah from Shemayim entering into the kishkas of a person, so then the feeling is, that's what I wanted to say. That's what I Shkoyach David HaMelech, that's what I wanted to say. I didn't know how to. Those are the feelings that I have. I didn't know how to express them. It's very different from Teresh B'Chassah. Moshe Rabbeinu wore a veil over his face. And there's something in Teresh B'Chassah that even though it was handed down to us, we don't get it. We've never really gotten it. We're trying, but we've never really gotten it. The need of Teresh Baal Pez, we get it. We get it. Teresh Baal Pez is to take Teresh B'Chassah, which we don't get, and to make it something that we can get. And not only that we get it, but now I understand it. Now I can put on tefillin. We just read in the Torah, and it says the Torah, Vahul Tatov has been. I don't know what you're talking about. What are totafos? What are these totafos? What is this? What's the ice? What's the totafos? What are these things that you want me to put on my head and my heart? I don't know what you're talking about. I don't understand what you're talking about. And then Teresh Baal Pez says, this is what God is talking about. And then he said, that's what it was. Now I understand. Why don't you tell me? Oh, that's not. You understand? Now I understand. It says in Teresh B'Chassah to keep Shabbos. Lo sasa malach. Don't do any malach on Shabbos. You read the Chumash. If you didn't know anything else, you just read the Chumash and it says don't work on Shabbos. So what does that mean, don't work on Shabbos? It means don't schlep, don't milk a cow. What does it mean, don't work on Shabbos? What does that mean, not to work on Shabbos? The Gemara in Chagiga says that we see that the melachas of Shabbos are like harorim, are like mountains that are tluyim besara, that are hanging on a thin hair from the beard, on a thin hair, mountains that are hanging on a. What does that mean? The Gemara explains. It says by the Mishkan. The inyan of Mishkan is that all the malacha of the Mishkan was done in such a way that it was with chokhmah and tuna and das. It was a malachas machshavis, right? The malachas machshavis. And therefore, when it comes to Hilchas Shabbos, all of Shabbos we know from where the 39 malachas of the Mishkan. The 39 main malachas that were necessary to build the Mishkan and to conduct life in the Mishkan. That's the sherish of all Hilchos Shabbos. Now you know, all the svarim in this room would not be enough just to give over Hilchos Shabbos. What Hilchos Shabbos is, Haram, mountains. Not only if we don't keep Shabbos Chalila, then we're in big trouble. It's a very, very serious thing. The whole Yiddishkeit is Shabbos. And yet when you look in the Chumash and it says in the Chumash don't work, you say, I don't know what that's talking about. I have no idea what that means. Don't work. Don't work. So, as everybody knows, Midereiser, if you would carry this table the whole day Shabbos, or a heavy table, and you'd be fashvitz the whole day, you would not be over in anything from right? You're not over in anything. You're not over in anything. But if you go over to a candle and you go, puh, oh, then they take your wife to kill you. The two eidim I saw, finish, you're done. Chayv Misa. I don't understand. I was carrying a piano the whole day, and nobody bothered me. And I went over this candle, and I just gave up, and I'm Chayv Misa. So he said, you ask why? Why are you going to kill me? What did I do? It says by the Mishkan. It says, I don't know anything about the Mishkan. I never saw a Mishkan in my life. The tabernacle. You know, they have with the pictures you can get in the store. I said, what does that have to do with Shabbos? What does that have to do with Shabbos? So Torah Shebichsav, when we read Torah Shebichsav, Torah Shebichsav is not the Midah of Malchus. You understand? It's not the Midah of Malchus. I don't understand it. Moshe Rabbeinu, I don't understand what you're talking about. Moshe was giving a drasha. What did he say? I don't understand. Do you understand what he said? David HaMelech, everything David HaMelech said, oh, wow. I understand that. What's amazing is that even if you're not good in Hebrew and you don't understand what David HaMelech, you don't even know how to teach from the Hebrew what David HaMelech is saying, it still gets you to feel all worked up. You don't find that by Chumash at all. You don't find that by Chumash. Nobody cries. Ella told us, Noach, he started to, I know, still gets a little emotional about that. You know, there's a lot of meaning in Ella told us, Noach. But I don't get it. But when you say a capital tillum, it's milosa alushaini, it's malchus. Torah Melech was taking us somewhere, lemaisa. Fereshwapteh. It's important to understand this. It's a very big yesoid in all of Torah. Torah Shabal Peh is the midah of malchus. What's the koich of Torah Shebal Peh? My hevdel beinor levein Torah Shebichsav. What's the difference between Torah Shebal Peh and Torah Shebichsav? Torah Shebichsav ze hakelat. Torah Shebichsav is something that we take in from the outside. Leklot, of course, means to absorb, to receive. It was given to us from outside of ourselves, and we have to try to take it inside of ourselves. That's a hard thing to do. Torah Shebal Peh Zapelet. The flood means for something to be able to come out. Climber. Ani mekabel alai nesuna meisakash baruch hu. Torah Shebichsav means I receive certain information from outside of myself. That's Torah Shebichsav. God has certain things going on. He wants us to know them. He gives Torah Shebichsav. And he gave us something from outside, from Shemayim. He gave us this information. I receive this information that was sent down from Hashem. I receive the information. I work this through now in my brain. I receive this from the outside. And I work this through. And then it comes out Torah Shebal Peh. That's what the Chacham did. They read the Psukim. And they darshened, right? They read the psukim, and from these psukim, so they saw Shabbos and Mishkan, they took in Shabbos and Mishkan from the outside, that Hashem gave over this Indian, there's something called Shabbos, fine, and there's something that's called the Mishkan, fine, and that information was processed through the holy minds and hearts of the Chachamim, and what came out from that was Shabbos the way we keep Shabbos. Shabbos, 39 Melachos, the Raises, and then the Rabbanans, the Ovis and the Toldos, and so on, Shabbos. So they took in information from outside that Hashem gave in the Torah. They took in information, and when that information was processed through the minds and hearts of tzaddikim, what we can't even be masik with these tzaddikim, the Tanoim and Amoraim, and the Chachmei Hamasaira, and then the Mechadish Chidush Etayr. Vazui Tayr Shabbat. So when you hear it, it sounds like it's a human invention. It's entirely human. But it's not. It's something divine that went through the human mind and heart, but the human mind and heart of Kedosha Elyon, of Bali Ruach HaKadosh, and then the Dvar Hashem, the Ratzon Hashem, comes out from their mouths, and Hashem Yisbarach says, that's what I want you to do. That's what I want you to do. So it says in the Torah one word, it says, V'zavachta. V'zavachta mi b'korcha mitzenecha, you shall slaughter the animals, which means the shecht. V'zavachta. What does it mean, v'zavachta? What is v'zavachta? How do you do that, v'zavachta? How do you shecht? Do you shecht? Are you allowed to shoot the animal in the head? What happens if the animal dies on its own? Who's a bar zvicha? Who's allowed to shecht? Is a cotton allowed to shecht? A child? Is a woman allowed to shecht? Is lahav l'goy allowed to shecht? An oved avodah zara allowed to shecht? Is a mumer allowed to shecht? Who? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave one word, v'zavachta. V'zavachta. That word v'zavachta traveled through the minds and the hearts of the Chachmei HaMaseira, of the Chacham, and it came out Masechta Chulin, right? And from Masechta Chulin, so then we came out with, then came out Masechta Chulin, many, many chidushim on Masechta Chulin's farm, and then we have the tour in the Beis Yosef, the Drisha, the Prisha, the Shulchan Aruch, Kaz, Shach, and so on. All the way down to our generation. And then we know how to shecht. And then you're allowed to eat it, and you're allowed to eat that piece of food.
I thought there was also a Masorah. I mean, there's the Chamesh of Choshkita, Shabbos in the Mishkan. There's a Masorah. From our scene, I also...
The klalim were given in Har Sinai. Again, it's a machlok to be keeping Bishlam. We're not going to go into that right now. What was the amount of information that was given that was handed down at Har Sinai? What was the information? Shabbos clocks were not given at Har Sinai. Right? The Bishlam didn't say to Moshe Rabbeinu, tell them about the Shabbos clocks. Didn't tell them. So, what was the amount of information? I said, that's not for now. That's a huge discussion. Whether it was klolim and pratim, or just klolim and not the pratim. And what was it exactly that Moshe Rabbeinu chazed over from Torah Shebaal Peh, which was the beginning of Torah Shebaal Peh, which in the Brayis and Erev, say the Mishnah of how he was teaching Aaron and Aaron's children, and then all Bnei Yisrael were taught, and so on. It's not this. What it was exactly, that's not for tonight to talk about. But there are different shittas. There are basically three shittas of how much was at Har Sinai, and how much was it that was through Torah Shavuot. There are basically three shittas, and that's not for now. But that was, we spent the Shavuos night in the little house once on that. It's already must be. 17 years, 18 years, or I don't know, whatever. More. And that Indian. But there are three shittas. But how much? But clearly, not everything that we are living was taught at Har Sinai. Was darshan by Moshe Rabbeinu when he came down. That's clear. That's the Kulei Alma.
I'm just asking about the Rebbe's specific examples. I mean, like the Chamei Shulchan Shechita, I thought that was not...
The Yisoidus of, okay, are you allowed to take a stunner to stun the animal before you shecht? Do I have to give examples? I mean, a thousand examples. So it was one, that was the biggest machlokes in Europe between the World War I and World War II. The Swedes, the Ragachov, it was a big thing. There's a whole country's books that were written on, well, that you get, are you allowed to give a zap to the animal and give him, make him a little bit more relaxed before you shecht? Are you allowed to do that? So that was a big inyan. Again, svarim, kontraisim, it was a big inyan. We have the Yesoidus of Hilchas Shechita. We have the basic halachas we're talking about. We have, but the shtalshuls of those halachas all the way down to the lemaisa lemaisa. So if nowadays a person, nowadays meaning in recent history, a person asks, are you allowed to stun the animal before shechting? Are you allowed to do that? So then the generation was waiting for the chachmei hador to say something. Are we allowed to? Are we not allowed to? So what was the answer? The answer would be, go look and see what it says. So they said, we looked through the, we don't see anything. Nobody ever spoke about this. Genetic engineering. We don't know how to understand what the Ratzon Hashem is regarding all of these things. And so the Chachmei Hadoros, who were Talmidim and the Talmidim of Moshe Rabbeinu and David HaMelech, Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebaal Peh, Das, which is Moshe Rabbeinu, is the Midah of Das, and David HaMelech, which is the Midah of Malchus, through the Chachmei Hadoros, who received the Messiah, the information that we now have from all of the earlier generations, which we now have access to, we still need all the time Chachmei HaTorah to be able to be Mechadesh Chidushei Torah as things change all of the time, technology and society and so on. These are Chidushei Torah. What Reb Tzadik is saying is that David HaMelech is the Rebbe of all Balei Ruach HaKodesh, because he's the Midah of Malchus, and Malchus is Torah Shebaal Peh. David HaMelech is Shoresh Torah Shebaal Peh. David HaMelech is the Shoresh of Torah Shebaal Peh. Anachnu hayinu mitzapim she'ez a goyin echad ez a charef umupulpul echad yehi Torah Shebaal Peh. We see that even in Dalmel's generation it was doig and achi teufel. And doig and achi teufel, as we learned, as far as the koich of pilpul and goyinus, they were greater geniuses than David HaMelech. And they had a certain sharpness that David HaMelech, on that madrega of David HaMelech, and that madrega that was even greater than David HaMelech's, Charifus. So we would have expected that one of these would have been the link in the chain of Torah Shebaal Peh, or the embodiment of Torah Shebaal Peh. But instead it's not, it's David HaMelech. Why Davki Yishua HaKadosh? Davki not the greatest genius. Because David HaMelech is not the greatest genius of the generation. Not the greatest genius. And that's what Chazal say. Why was he Zeiche, that Halacha was Kemaisa B'chol Makam? Why was David HaMelech Zeiche? Even though Dorgan Achitofel had better arguments. Why was the Halacha Kemaisa B'chol Makam? So it says in Navi, Hashem Imai. Hashem Imai. Davki Yishua HaKadosh. So Torah Lo B'Shemayim, the version wasn't telling David HaMelech, hey, this is the halacha. That's not what it means. Is this way of Ruach Hashem Diber Bi Umilasai Al L'Shayni. Ruach Hashem Diber Bi Umilasai Al L'Shayni. Davki Yishua HaKadosh. Who sherish Torah Shebaal Peh? L'chayis emo yitamua. L'hegyuni. It doesn't make sense. It's not logical. Omer ha'yil yeis hafuch. You think it would be the opposite. Ha'tarish shebal peh amur liyeis karech ha'odom. If Torah Shebal Peh is something which chalila, if it's completely human, it's human invention, then the smartest guy wins. No? If it's a human invention. If it's a human invention, then the smartest person wins. Because if Torah Shebal Peh would be just Koyach HaAdam, it would just be earth. Koyach HaAdam, then the strongest Adam. And the strongest Adam is the winner. The strongest Seichel is the winner. And the halacha should be like the strongest Seichel. The strongest Baal Seichel is the winner. Like Koyach Hashem. If Torah Shebal Peh is not Koyach Hashem, if Torah Shebal Peh is Koyach HaAdam, then the strongest mind should be the winner. And that's the end of the competition. The biggest genius is the winner, which I told last week. I mentioned that Davka we don't pass like Rabbi Meir, and Loyardu Chaverev, the Chaverev, the colleagues of Rabbi Meir, Loyardu, they were not able to descend to understand the oimik of what he was saying. The Rugged Shavuot was the greatest genius of that of the last generation, but as far as halach is concerned, if somebody would try to live a life where he passes everything by the Rugged Shavuot, it would not be mainstream halach. The Rugged Shavuot was not mainstream halach. He was an unbelievable genius, but as far as mainstream halach is concerned, halacha, that halacha should become maisa, that wasn't the halacha. I mean, you've seen this all the time throughout history. The Gra was the greatest genius, and he could taina against. The Gra wasn't afraid even of something that's found in the Ramah, in the Shulchan Aruch. But Lamaisa is called Bnei Yisrael Yaitzim, the Yad Ramah. But you would think not like that. You would think that Torah Shebal Peh is a human talent. It's a human skill. And it's measured by human intellect and genius. It's not Koyach Hashem. Koyach Hashem is that Torah Shebichsav. That's we understand. Zichu Taris Taris Moshe. That's Taris Hashem. Alzeu Shaloi. Koyach Adam is a Bechla Loi Torah. Who Gibor Chai Hayidei Lost His Elite in Melchamta Shal Torah. So David HaMelech is described as a Gibor Chayil, which Chazal say that he's a warrior. He was, of course, a warrior in this world, but he was also a warrior in the Melchamta Shel Torah, in the Melchamas of Torah. Yesh laharbi seichel, af apichen, kidei laharshlam is ha-shpitz hazeh, lahafei chazeh lepizke shel ha-torah shel ha-pet, tzor hu ha-kaydesh. You could be the greatest warrior. You could be the greatest Gibor Chayil in the Melchamas of Torah, and that doesn't mean that it's lasukia shmaita, leave it the hilchasa. You get a person who can spend 3 weeks on a sugya, and he's a genius, and he comes up with all kinds of fantastic ideas, but if you had passed him like that, it could be chalila, that you'd be in big trouble. If you would go like that lahalocha, according to this genius, you'd be in big trouble. It's not the halacha. In order for that to happen, that's exactly what we're learning in Reb Tzadik is bringing from Chazal. The thinking of David HaMelech was the halachas kamaisa b'chal makam. Why? Because Hashem imoy. And as Reb Tzadik says, he's the Rebbe of all Balei Ruach HaKadosh. Mamshech Reb Tzadik continues. V'chein kol chachmi Yisrael nikru malachim. We find in many places in Chazal man malchei rabban, that the chachmi Yisrael are called kings. Malachim. Now we understand. Because Torah Shebal Peh is Midas Hamalchus. Man Malchei Rabban. Who are the Malachim? Rabban. So when people say that, and they just, in a simple way, say the Chacham are very regal people, are great, that's Bubamaisis. Of course they are. It was talking about the Midah of Malchus of the Chacham, that they put on a nice long clothing and they look Malchus-tik. That's what it means, Man Malchi Rabbanan. Or that they're powerful people. What does it mean, Man Malchi Rabbanan? Man Malchi Rabbanan means that it's the Midas of Malchus, which is Teresh Baal Peh. That Hashem's mind and Hashem's will becomes known to us, is spoken to us, speaks to us through the Chachamim. Without the Chacham, we wouldn't be able to understand what God's talking about. Period. We wouldn't know what He's talking about. So who are the Malachim? Man Malchi Rabbanan. Teresh Baal Peh. The Midas of Malchus takes something which is not understood, it hasn't been spoken clearly, in a way that we could understand, and now we understand. It says in the Torah, Shabbos, I don't know what Shabbos means. It says, Les Asim Malach, I don't know what that means, don't do any work. Now I understand. How do I understand? Because we have Chachmi Teresh Baal Peh. Who are they? They're Malachim. What's Malachim? Midas of Malchus. Midas of Malchus is Ruach HaKodesh. Hamalchus kshur l'Teresh Baal Peh, v'chachmi Yisrael hem k'rech ha-peh, v'lechen hem nekroi melochim. V'chachmi Yisrael is the k'rech ha-peh. And therefore they're called melochim. As Absodik says, d'l'ruach ha-kaydesh zeh, zoichen kol chachmi Yisrael ha-amitim. This ruach ha-kaydesh that the Kohen is talking about, all Chachmi Yisrael ha'amitiyim, true Chachmi Yisrael, are zoicha to this. To be part of that shalshelus of Teresh Baal Peh. The Ruach HaKadosh is zoichen kol Chachmi Yisrael ha'amitiyim via nevuah shloi nitla mechacham. And this is the nevuah that was not taken from the Chacham. Regular nevuah, where the Navi is spoken directly to by Hashem, and Hashem says, go say this, that was taken from the Nevi'im. Nitla Nevi'a, Nevu'a min ha-Nevi'im, that we don't have anymore. But it was not taken from the Chachamim. K'may Shombo of Rasi Yud Beis. Miyam Shechar of Habayis, Nitla Nevu'a min Nevi'im, v'nitla l'shoytim. Abul Rav Achoy Meshin Nitla l'chachamim. Now that's an amazing thing, what does it mean, l'shoytim? The different girsas, and different places we find in Chazal, what happened when Nevuah was taken from us? Are there any Shirayim of Nevuah? So there is a Girsi here that says, one Girsi says that it was given to Shaitan, that imbeciles have. That's a very deep Indian to understand what that means. Shaitan, fools. There's another that says Tinaikas, children. And there's another that says women. So if you have a little girl who's a shaita, there's all of the three kaychas together. What does that mean? Noshim, ketanim, shaitim. That there's a special kach that after Nevuah was taken from us, that there's still a kach of communication from above to below. Now the ketanim could be very insulted. You're putting me together with the shaita, and then the women, they're always insulted. So, what's going on? Yeah, but it's in the same category as the Chachamim, as Rabbi Akiva, as Rabbi Nachum ben Zaka, as Rabbeinu HaKadosh. The ones who are excluded are regular guys from the list, unless you're a shaita. But what does that mean? It's a very, very big inyan. Ma kavona? Oymisham Ramban. We'll just read the words. We have to go more into what's that? Page 7. So the top of page 7. Elohi kama afal pishna nevuas and neviim shulmar v'chazayin v'chazayin. The Ramban says over there in Bava Basra that even though the visions of the prophets are no longer there, they're no longer neviim that are seeing these kind of visions. These are words from the Ramban that are historic, mamish historic. Because remember, the Ramban is from the Rosh HaMekubalim. So those who are completely in the world of Nigla, they would like to make believe this Ramban was never written, but it was. The Ramban says, Nevuas HaChachom Shibedech HaChachom Eloi Nitla. Nevuas HaChachomim. Now, in the world of Nigla, when those two words, Nevuas HaChachomim, don't go together, right? Nevuas HaChachomim, the Ramban says. Isn't the whole Yisrael of Torah Shebal Peh, Torah Lo B'Shemayim He? Torah Lo B'Shemayim He. And the Ramban says, Nevuas HaChachomim. Shibederech HaChochma, which is by way of human wisdom, Loi Nitla, has not been taken from us, even after the Chorban, even after the end of prophecy. They know the truth with the Ruach HaKodesh Shebekirbam, that's within them. It's a Sar B'Tavis. One of the things that we have to remember in a Sar B'Tavis is that the Matzor and the Matzok, the siege of Yerushalayim, is part of that which is keeping us from being able to access that Madrega of Ruach HaKodesh of Yerushalayim. The Churban of Yerushalayim, the Churban, the siege would lead eventually to the Churban. But each and every one of us is unable to come to certain machshavas, to certain thoughts. And even if we have certain thoughts, it's almost impossible for us to bring them out lemaisa because of what happened on Asar B'Tavis. That's what it means, that Yerushalayim is b'matzor over matzok, so that the Yerushalayim is contained. The Indian of Yerushalayim is nevuah, is Ruach HaKodesh, where a person is contained, when his thoughts are small and silly, where he's not able to come to a bigger part of who he is, that Ruach HaKodesh, that all comes from the siege of Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is trapped. Yerushalayim is held back. Yerushalayim is in a cage. That's a servitude. Yerushalayim is in a cage. And because of that cage, that nekuda of Ruach HaKodesh of Nevuah, which is Kimitzion Teitzei Sod V'Hashem Yerushalayim, is far from us. But this is the Nevuah HaChom. It's the Madrega of Ruach HaKodesh. This is from David HaMelech, who's the Rebbe of all Bali Ruach HaKodesh. Let me say, Hashem, we'll continue next time. We should be Zaych for Tivne Chomis Yerushalayim and the return of Nevuah and Ruach HaKodesh and David Malchum Yerushalayim.